Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Now, Adam Silver, this is him talking about the matchup heading into the NBA Finals. You know, it's Indiana, it's Oklahoma City. Not exactly the sexiest matchup when you think of Lakers, Celtics of the past, right? Well, he's kind of tired of listening to all that. And he, for Adam Silver to go off, this is kind of what he sounds like, which is basically raising his voice just a decibel, because the guy just kind of just talks like this when he's talking about the sport. For as much as people want to talk about him and being a great orator or being a great face of a league, I do think he comes up small when we compare him to Roger Goodell. And say what you will about Roger Goodell and some of the shortcomings of the NFL. When he speaks, I do listen. He can't command a room. He is a bigger guy and a bigger presence, Roger Goodell. I do think a guy that comes up very small in regards to that is my guy for Major League, Manfred. I think of the Dodgers, right? You think of that. He's not a great public speaker. He's not. I think Adam Silver's kind of in the middle there. So here's Adam Silver talking about the finals matchup. And he does do a comparison when it comes to the NFL. Take a listen.
That's one thing I really admire about the NFL. I mean, if we were going into a Super Bowl and it was Packers against Steelers, you guys would be celebrating that. Those would be storied franchises. People wouldn't be talking about, you know, the fact that Pittsburgh is a small market. So in fact, you know, I'm happy whatever team ends up in the finals, but it's been intentional from our standpoint to create a system, a collective bargaining agreement that allows more teams to compete. And just by way of background, you know, we're going to have to go through a process of getting to the point where people are accustomed to tuning into the finals because it's the two teams that deserve to be right there, and it's the best basketball. Similar to, again, with the Super Bowl, if I asked somebody if they were going to watch the Super Bowl, they wouldn't say, who's playing? It's a national holiday. And right now, that's Nirvana.
That's,
you know, I'm not saying we're anywhere close to that yet. There's still, if the Knicks are in the finals, there's a segment of our fan base that's going to watch that may not watch if it's other teams. But my job is to get people to love and follow this game, and so that if you're a huge basketball fan, you should want to tune into the finals because that's the best basketball.
Okay, that was on Breakfast Ball, Fox Sports. Adam Silver sitting down with Craig Carton, Mark Schlereth, and Danny Parkins. So the notion, and I get what he's saying here, he wants it to basically be that at one day for the NBA Finals. He wants it to be like if it was the Green Bay Packers or Pittsburgh Steelers. I don't think that's the right comparison because those are, as they mentioned, storied franchises. No one looks at the market when it comes to the NFL. They just don't. And I think that's what he wants to get to at one point when it comes to NBA. Now, the difference is, Joe, and I think it's just always going to come down to this, whenever you're comparing to the NFL, everything else is going to come short. Whether it's the Major League Baseball, whether it's NHL or NBA, it's because there's a 7-game series. They're just not going to get the urgency that one game elimination has in the NFL. They're just not going to get that. It's just never going to be that. And that's what makes it special. So if it was, and I think this is more of an apt comparison, would be Jacksonville versus Carolina, right? Stay with me on this. Jacksonville and Carolina. Carolina's been to a couple of Super Bowls.
Okay.
They've lost their 0-2, But I liken, you know, the Carolina Panthers to maybe a team like either the Thunder or the Pacers. They're kind of an expansion the last 30 years. They're kind of there. They don't really have an iconic brand. And Jacksonville's the same thing. They've gone to the AFC Championship a couple times. Blake Bortles, I think Brunell might have been there once. But that would be the comparison to this finals matchup. But even that would dwarf anything because we care about where all those players came from in the college ranks. Like, there's stuff built into it. Like, I do think this starts in college basketball or college football when we start caring about these players. Like, if the Jacksonville Jaguars made the Super Bowl next year, best believe Trevor Lawrence is going to be a major part of that. And Trevor Lawrence being a highly touted phenom, Clemson, all of that baked into the equation. Liam Cohen, a rookie head coach. Oh, my goodness. And then if it was the Carolina Panthers, Mick, oh, my God, Bryce Young, another guy, Heisman Trophy winner, left for dead, everyone. And then he came back because Dave Canales believed in them. And everyone would be, oh, my God, this is an awesome one. And again, be another thing where who's the country rooting for? Who cares? We just want a good game. But I do think this starts at the college level. And right now, we just don't care enough about these players when they come from these college ranks anymore. Did you watch a lot of Tyrese Halliburton at Iowa State? Did you?
No, but no. I also didn't watch a lot of Brock Purdy at Iowa State.
There you go. But I think you might have probably watched more Brock Purdy games or had it on. But again, you didn't really care about Iowa State football. And that's fair enough. He was Mr. Irrelevant after all. Tyrese Halliburton was a top 12 pick in the NBA. So I do think it starts there. And I know I'm pretty long-winded here. But there is just the comparison overall, Joe. It leaves me just scratching my head a little bit with Adam Silver here.
But he needs to embrace who he is and not try to pretend to be what the NFL is. You know what he is? He's a league where the biggest issues right now are the CBA, players resting, and brand recognition. You know what's not a problem in the NFL? Brand recognition, players resting, and the CBA.
Right.
They're pretty locked in, all right? They have to tell teams at the end of the year, the NFL does, like, we literally need to deactivate players so that we could lose this game to get the number one pick.
Correct.
Whereas in the NBA, I can't even get my best guys to want to play. Right. If at least the feeling is over the last couple of years. They're just not the same. It's apples and oranges. I mean, and Adam Silver, you'll never be the NFL, nor should you try to be. Why can't you just lean in to what you do really well? You know what the Packers and Steelers have that you don't have? National fan bases.
Yes.
You know why? Because those teams were very, very popular for 40, 50, and in the Steelers' case, 70 straight years on television. I think the Steelers have been to the playoffs 35 times.
Yeah.
We obviously know about the Super Bowl appearances and all that and name recognition, but at the advent of television, the Steelers were in the Super Bowl year after year after year. So when you go to a Niner game, and the Niners are a big, big brand, the Steeler fans are everywhere. When you go to a Warrior Thunder game, like, into his analogy, a Thunder fan?
Yeah. No.
What are you talking about?
No.
Like, what?
No.
And so I just think that this is a guy that, again, going back to brands, whatever, like, I don't even know if he loves his own sport.
Well, I think it's interesting when you talk about national brands, and obviously no one's confusing the Indiana Pacers or the Thunder for national brands, right? But when it comes to the NBA in brands in general, how many can you name, Joe, that are actually, like, legit national brands? Okay. Lakers, Celtics,
LeBron and Steph.
Those are just brands themselves.
To me, they by themselves.
Okay, yeah.
Kind of like Brady Manning.
But I would put the Warriors now as a brand because of Steph.
Absolutely.
Just like the Chicago Bulls.
Miami Heat.
The Chicago Bulls became a brand because of Michael.
They still are.
They still are because of him. So Miami Heat, so that's five, I think, right there.
Even if their brand sucks currently, at least but there's a brand recognition.
Knicks, that's a brand.
Absolutely.
So that's six right there. Am I missing any other brand, like national brands?
I don't know if Detroit still resonates like that.
It
did at one time.
Not right now.
I don't know if Dallas, the Mavericks, because of everything that's going on, I don't know if that resonates.
No, exactly. I think the
Clippers have a pretty big brand, and it's you're not the Lakers.
Exactly. That is their brand. You're the afterthought in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
That is their brand. That's not a brand that you want to be a part of. So I think that's really it. We're talking about like six teams and maybe seven. If someone else can think of another one, they can talk me into it. But that's what I'm talking about here. Compare that to the NFL. The entire NFC East alone is a brand. The Commanders, who are a doormat forever, are they just, in one year, all that national fan base they cultivated in the 80s and 90s, it popped back up, right? In one season, all it took, Jaden Daniels, They got the entire LSU, you know, squad backing them. Again, it goes back to college, Joe, because Jane Daniels played for Louisiana State, who's one of the biggest college football brands. Yeah. So now you take that contingent. Oh, I'm going to be paying attention to Jaden now. He's won a Heisman for us. They just got a whole new swarm of fans right there. But the Cowboys brand, Giants brand, Eagles brand, now the Commanders. I go to the NFC North. Chicago Bears, they've been bad for a lot of my life.
Yeah, but they have a brand.
They're a brand.
And Caleb is a...
is a brand.
Yes.
Playing for USC.
Caleb's
which is,
more popular than every player in this NBA draft. Not... well, I don't know.
Cooper Flagg's pretty big.
He's pretty big this year.
Yes.
So I would pause there, but Caleb's brand's pretty huge.
Packers, massive brand. Hell, the Vikings, I consider a brand.
The Packers have been on our television on the afternoon slot in Fox for the last 40 years because of Brett Favre.
Exactly.
And or 30 at least, Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers.
Right, there you go.
And now Jordan
Love. Hell, even the Lions in these last couple of years have kind of risen from the ashes there. Not that they were ever a huge brand, but hell, I watched that NFC Championship game at Levi Stadium. Joe, how many people were there in Honolulu Blue?
A lot.
It was like... hell, Eminem was flipping the bird at people, and it was a big thing. But there's a lot of people
there. NFL is the juggernaut. And so to me...
that was two divisions, and I already named like as much as the NFL.
But for the NBA to try to compete with them and try to do exactly what they're doing is foolish.
Is.
You know, I use this analogy in food service all the time. A white tablecloth, sit-down, fork-and-knife burger joint, okay, is not going to operate the same way the, hey, we're selling burgers for $12 a pop with a food tray. Yeah. You're not going to have the same business model. Would you agree?
I would agree.
Right? And so, like, nor should they operate. Both can be thriving businesses. Both can make a ton of money. Both can have overlapping clientele. But you should not operate those two businesses the same way.
And as we're putting a bow on this conversation, the game itself was awesome. The product, listen, I still love the NBA product now as things shifted and, you know, the 3-and-D aspect, you know, the Stephen Curry Warriors changing the game, quote unquote. Like, that's fine with me. The rest part, like, if we need to tinker that, I guess. Like, I think they've been doing the same thing for the last 20-plus years. Wasn't a problem 20 years ago like it is now. Is it because of the athletes running around more so than ever? I don't know. But the game yesterday was awesome. It turned into, like, an NBA Finals. It felt like that towards the end because the intensity I felt from that arena... people were clenching. The lemon booty was real, as Bonte says. He's joining us at 9 o'clock. The lemon booty was real in Oklahoma City yesterday. It's like, oh, God. We just watched Tyrese Haliburton and the Pacers do this to the Knicks. They're really about to do this. No. We're better than the Knicks. This can't happen to us. And lo and behold, it happened to them. So, like, the game itself, which we talked about that entire first segment. If you missed it on the Odyssey app, we did. We're just talking about how this league could get on par with the NFL, and that's what Adam Silver's saying. You're never going to be on par with them. Just stick with what you do best. And just do the little things.
You know what
is asking to do the little things first? Just nail the little things is what the NFL does very well, and they do the big things well, too. Just nail the little things.
But you know what they don't do in the NFL, even though they've got, obviously football on their station? They don't shove Stephen A. Smith down my throat.
No, they don't. They have an actual, like, I will go to ESPN. I will go to NBC. I will go to CBS. I will go to Fox. They have legit competition. Now, they all work in tandem together, and they gas up the league, because you'll see that all the time. It's like, hey, they'll come with a national broadcast coming up for the National Football League. We got, the crew at ESPN. We have the crew at NBC doing this. Like, collected. Now they have Amazon Prime, obviously, being a part of that. So they have so many different outlets that I can go to. It doesn't feel like NBA, on TV anyways, has those outlets that I can go to and get legit basketball breakdown.
I think we're if this all goes back to, and again, when you're talking about all the stuff that you're bringing up, it all goes back to ESPN and the way that they broadcast and who they choose to put out there. And I think it's ruining just the coverage of the game. Stephen A. Smith at halftime blasting Tyrese Haliburton for Tyrese Haliburton to only come out and basically shove it in his face.
Right.
I mean, what are we doing? We don't need first
take. Why was he blasting Tyrese Haliburton?
About he didn't do anything in the first half. And it's the first tankification. Of the coverage is a big part. This is why I'm telling you, the NBA needs NBC more than NBC needs the NBA.
Mm.
Right now, they need them in such a bad way. They need something fresh and different from a competition perspective, as you reference all of the different places that broadcast the NFL. I can't with Stephen A. Smith anymore. And I just... I'm telling you, ESPN is as much to do with the blame of the demise of the NBA product as anything.
The Milkman in San Francisco wants to join in this conversation. 888-957-9570. Milkman, what's up, man? You on with Spadoni and Chasky in the Morning Roast.
Well, that was fast, and the milk didn't even have a chance to get warm or spoil.
We don't like more milk here. We like a straight cold, ice cold milk, man. Well, like your takes.
There you go. The game itself is not compelling enough without villains and heroes. I mean, almost every other sport has that.
Yes.
You know, there's a show right now on HBO, and I'm not going to give any spoils away, but they kill people off. But you know, and they get rid of the main character, and you're like, why am I watching now? Why am I interested in this? I've been talking to my friends at work, and I said, did you watch the end of that game? And you know what, how they answer? Who won? And these are like diehard Dubs fans, but they're not watching. And we have to remember that only 45 years ago, the NBA Finals was on tape delay. People forget that. And it can go right back to that. The other thing about football and basketball is there's 17 games of football. There's over 100 games of basketball when you include the regular season and the postseason. Yeah. It's almost too much.
I agree.
I'm not even going to comment too much about just the style of the game. Where everybody I'm a Celtics fan. I can't stand their game. I can't stand just shooting 50, 60 threes a game. To me, that's not interesting. It's not interesting to watch. It's like baseball, where all they care about is, you know, ball velocity and angle, and everybody's just trying to hit a home run. Just not an interesting game. When you take away all the little incidental nuances of the game, That's what draws people in.
Yeah.
Looking over batting averages and all that. Anyway.
No, it's a good call.
I love you guys, and I wish you guys were Boston Sports Radio.
Well, thank you for the call. Well, like, I think about this all the time in the NFL. If all it was were 50-yard passes for touchdowns, I think early on we'd be like, yes, right? But if all we had was 1-yard running back runs, right, which are dunks, right, or however you want to put it, QB sneaks or something like that,
sure,
and 50-yard bombs, right, that would get tired real quick. And it's the same thing that happened in baseball, where it was like home runs and strikeouts. We got bored of that real quick.
Wasn't it refreshing for the first half of last year in the NFL, Joe? Like, defenses were balling.
Yes.
And everyone's like, what's going on with offenses around the league? Oh, you mean like the teams adjusting around the league and the defensive coordinators being a step ahead? Yeah, it was refreshing to watch. All these, the Mahomes of the world struggling, right? Josh Allen early on struggling, or Lamar Jackson, Brock Purdy, like a lot of these guys were struggling early on in the season. It was like, it's kind of refreshing to watch.
And wasn't it refreshing to have the rejuvenation of the running back position?
It was.
With CMC and then now Barkley and obviously Derrick Henry being as great as he was.
Jacobs last year.
There's so many guys that were awesome. But again, this goes back to, I think in life, just in general, you know, a good mix, a good blend. Too much of anything is bad for you. And right now, too many threes, just three-pointers and dunks is not enough.
You know, it is funny, and we're talking about this now, and we're talking about the comparison between leagues, because remember, it was Super Bowl week, Joe, leading up to it, is when we first started together on the show. And it was the Luka trade. It was the Jimmy Butler trade. It was all of that.
The
Super Bowl week. NBA dominated Super Bowl week. And they really dominated post-Super Bowl, because Super Bowl was a blowout. We had, what, maybe half a show on Monday talking about the Eagles blowing out the Chiefs? And that was about it. Like, that was it. And it was like, oh, can the Niners get back to this level? And Jalen Hurts, hey, congratulations. Nick Sirianni versus Kyle Shanahan. So it wasn't even the product. It was the drama around the league. It was who's getting traded here. It was the Spurs being involved, and Wemby, and De'Aaron Fox, and obviously Luka and the Lakers. Jimmy and the Miami Heat, and that whole thing, how it went down. It was just crazy now that I'm looking back, that during that era, during that run a couple months ago to the Super Bowl week, it was the NBA dominating. And we were talking about the league. And we did have a huge stretch of months talking about, wow, look at the Lakers, the Grizzlies, the Nuggets, the Warriors, all fighting for that top six seed, right? In the West, the Timberwolves. Like, that was really fun.
Well,
and all those teams, now that I mentioned it, kind of had players that you care about more so than the Thunder and the Pacers. That's kind of why people are not really tuning in.
Well, I think the other unfortunate thing is, like, zoom out, right? If I say NFL playoffs, right? whatever. Oh man, Lamar couldn't get it done again. Josh Allen couldn't get it done again. Matt Stafford came up short. Jaden Daniels, they went a little farther than we thought. Detroit laid an egg. Sam Darnold laid an egg. In the NBA, if I say, what were the headlines from the playoffs? You might go Knicks-Pacers, right? That was pretty fun. And the Pacers' dramatic flair for the comeback. I think most people would start with, like, Steph got hurt. Jason Tatum got hurt. Look, this just sucks. Yeah. Maybe it's just this particular playoffs. But, like, those are headliners. Thibodeau got fired. It was all the stuff that was kind of off the floor, which kind of sucks.
Right.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.